There was a wise man, a great artificer, and the Lord conceived love for him, and received him, that he should behold the uppermost dwellings and be an eyewitness of the wise and great and inconceivable and immutable realm of God Almighty, of the very wonderful and glorious and bright and many-eyed station of the Lord's servants, and of the inaccessible throne of the Lord, and of the degrees and manifestations of the incorporeal hosts, and of the ineffable ministration of the multitude of the elements, and of the various apparition and inexpressible singing of the host of cherubim, and of the boundless light. At that time, he said, when my 165th year was completed, I begat my son Methuselah. Methuselah. After this, too, I lived 200 years, and completed of all the years of my life 365 years. On the first day of the month, I was in my house alone, and was resting on my bed, and slept. And when I was asleep, great distress came up into my heart, and I was weeping with my eyes in sleep, and I could not understand what this distress was, or what would happen to me. And there appeared to me two men, exceeding big, so that I never saw such on earth. Their faces were shining like the sun, their eyes too were like a burning light, and from their lips was fire coming forth with clothing and singing of various kinds and appearance purple. Their wings were brighter than gold, their hands whiter than snow. They were standing at the head of my bed and began to call me by my name. And I arose from my sleep and saw clearly those two men standing in front of me. And I saluted them and was seized with fear, and the appearance of my face was changed from terror. And those men said to me, "Have courage, Enoch, do not fear. The eternal God sent us to you, and lo, you shalt today ascend with us into heaven, and you shall tell your sons and all your household all that they shall do without you on earth in your house, and let no one seek you till the Lord return you to them." And I made haste to obey them, and went out from my house, and made to the doors, as it was ordered me, and summoned my sons Methusel, Methuselah, and Regem, and Gidad, and made known to them all the marvels those men had told me.